This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Through all the lies and smiths they've leveled at me, they've tried to ruin my only surviving son.
Joe Biden looking for sympathy. There was a Christmas greeting card or tweet. It was a card, picture from the Biden family. And conspicuously, let me try to say that again. Conspicuously missing was a member of the Biden family. And it has been the subject of considerable scandal and chatter. Hunter Biden and his wife, Melissa, were missing from the photo. Joe Biden posted this photo late Christmas morning, included most of the members of the Biden clan, but not Hunter or his wife. Now, before I get to the bigger point, I don't know if you saw the picture, but no matter how cute a Biden woman may be, the only thing I could be thinking about is the gene pool. I'm sorry. Know your genes, Levi. You know what I'm saying? You have to know, if you were to, you know, well, what's the word I'm looking for? Make babies with a Biden woman, somebody that is a carrier of that gene, your child becomes a carrier. That's some crazy stuff to have in your DNA. I'm just saying. Look, it sucks to be a Biden these days. Biden has to want to take back this family, and I use my finger quotes, Christmas card, because it was not a real, quote, family Christmas card. Noticeably missing, I think Hunter is the oldest of the living Biden children, and in that clip we started this segment with, you know, Biden's chastising Americans for ridiculing his only living son. It's all he's got left. That's the one's going to carry on the genes, and boy, is he doing a pretty good job. Yeah, cut him out. Cut him off. Maybe, I don't know if they cut him out of the pic, didn't want him there. For people have tweeted, no, he was just in the bathroom doing coke. I thought that was kind of a funny answer to it all. Oh, wait. My producers are telling me people are mad because we're not supposed to be attacking the children of politicians. Well, first of all, he ain't a child. He's 49 years old. He's a crackhead. He's making a lot of money. He's in the public eye for a variety of reasons. So if you call this an attack, you haven't seen me attack. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. KJRadio.com. It is not an attack, folks, to talk about what's happening in the news. Joe Biden is the one who picked this fight. How'd he do it? He put a picture of his family up on Christmas and said, nothing like having a picture with the family. Others wanted to know where Hunter was. Somebody put, I love this tweet, it was, when the hunter becomes the hunted. That had me rolling. Oh my gosh. Anyway, did Joe Biden cut him off? Did the family cut him off? Did Mama Biden finally say, look, Joe, you've been carrying Hunter for far too long. This is now putting the family in jeopardy in so many ways. The legacy of the Bidens. I've talked about this. Joe Biden was a dolt. The best he got was VP. He should have left it at that. People lying about the Camelot, Black Camelot, and there's Joe, you know, along for the ride. That's as good as it was going to get for the Biden legacy, and he had to push it. He moved over for Hillary. Hey, hint to Joe and family. That wasn't a move over. That was a rollover. They were trying to tell you, get out, old man, while you can. Years in the Senate. You know what Biden continues to talk about? I want to come in and do some changing in Washington. I guess 46 years isn't enough. Holy cow, man. 46 years? Go look at the pioneers of things, people who have done, been movers and shakers. Joe Biden brought ridicule to the Senate. He brought ridicule to the job, to the role, to every role he's ever done. Foot in mouth. Stupid comments. All pay for play. Now, I love my segregationist and racist buddies. I was trying to change them, he says. Talks about black people going to, you know, he's been to the black parts of this town. Helping black people learn about condoms and black women about contraception and no means no, and you don't have to take that rape that that brother's going to put down on you. I mean, it is a litany of crazy comments. Let me put it another way. Find me a Republican that could run on one-tenth of the nonsense of Joe Biden. One-tenth, and I'll pay your mortgage. Name me one. Oh, Kevin, Donald Trump does it every day. Donald Trump doesn't say anything stupid. Donald Trump speaks the truth, and it makes people mad. There's nothing stupid about what he says. Not at all. Make you uncomfortable. Like, you know, your 93-year-old great aunt, you know, who will call you out for your homosexuality. You got to come to Thanksgiving and thinking everybody got to worry about you being gay, boy. Nobody care about you being gay. They don't care about your boyfriend. They don't care about none of it. We knew you was gay when you was 4 years old. Yeah. You know, there are people that will just tell you about yourself. They'll tell you, oh, man, you've been an egomaniac since the moment you got, you know, didn't get clothes off the rack or whatever. They will tell you about your doggone self. And people get mad. Oh, nigga, yeah, so-and-so trying to tell me, you know, I need to get a job. Trying to tell me I need to take care of my kids. Like, well, what they going to do with their kids? Take care of them. Yeah, but still. I don't mean they need to be get all up in my business. I mean, I had family members say this kind of stuff. You know, you try to say, look, why your dad paid for your education. You dropped out. You chose it. I want to do hair. Okay, they pay for your hair. I want to go to cooking school. They pay for cooking school. You drop out of everything. My daddy ain't never gave me no chance. Man, your daddy sent you to cosmetology school and sent you to cooking school. Man, why you got to bring all that up? Because you just said your daddy ain't never done nothing for you, and I'm telling you what your daddy did for you. Well, he did it out of spite. Because he knew I would fail. He knew I would flunk out. He just wanted to see me flunk out. I mean, I'm just giving you some real stuff that people say. Crazy. Leftist, what it is. Anyway, Biden ended up mentioning his dogs, but still no mention of Hunter. And the only question for me is, if they have cut off Hunter, is what took you so long, Biden family? We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump supporters are older, less educated, less prosperous, and they are dying early. Their lifespans are decreasing, and many are dying from alcoholism, drug overdoses, liver disease, or simply a broken heart caused by economic despair.
That was Hank Johnson, congressman, member of the Congressional Black Circus. A member, a circus clown is what he is. I call him as they see him. I don't know of a member of the Congressional Black Circus that I haven't felt as a clown. Because, look, I don't even know why you'd want to join a group and call yourself the Congressional Black Caucus. Like you've got some special thing that black people need from you, from the government. Because we don't. But if you're going to join an organization, vet the organization. Make sure it's something you really want to be a part of. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Hank Johnson was talking to you white folks out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. He's saying you're older, you're less educated, you're less prosperous. I'll stop there for just a second. I'll tell you this. I do believe you may be older. I certainly don't believe you're less educated. You may have less formal education, but you're not less educated. You're not less prosperous. But I'll tell you this, the Democrats, who are young, got lots of education, got lots of mommy and daddy's money, and you know what they do? They fight you tooth and nail. They donate to the causes that they want to support, and they go at it, man. Not us. Anyway, he goes on and says, we're dying earlier. And why are we dying? Well, you're a bunch of alcoholics. You're a bunch of druggies. You suffer from liver disease and a broken heart because of all these other issues that I've outlined. This is what Hank Johnson wants you to believe about yourselves. And essentially, he's giving you what's going on with the Democrats. It doesn't matter. They always talk about, and I talk about this too, I'll say, you know, you go to a Republican event and the average age is going to be probably 62, if you're lucky. It could be higher. A lot of old people. A lot of old money in the Republican Party. But here's what I will tell you. They live a long time. Republicans can live well into their 90s. We take care of ourselves. We don't do a lot of the things that he just described. What Hank Johnson described is the youth inside of his own party, and it doesn't matter. The average black man isn't even living in his 60s. It's like cavemen. You know, you're going to die young. But I think, honestly, the average age for black men right now living in the inner cities is 55 years old. It's something crazy. Look it up. Don't believe me. I'm not saying it as if it's gospel. I'm saying go look it up. Less educated? Who could be less educated than a black person growing up in the inner cities of, you know, Chicago, Baltimore, Cleveland, name it? Who could be less prosperous? Who could die earlier than a black teen? Liable to get shot by somebody that looks just like him. And you want to know why there's a lot of drugs and alcoholism in the black neighborhoods? Because you want to detach yourself from reality. Hank Johnson is describing his demographic. The only thing he's not telling you is it doesn't matter what age they are. They're dying earlier. They don't need to wait on liver disease. You don't. Cirrhosis. Black people. What is cirrhosis? Is that a new car? Is that Volkswagen? They don't worry about cirrhosis. They don't worry about heart disease. Black folks die at the hands of other black people. That's not even what I want to talk about. I want you to know the intrusive nature of government. I want you to, little known fact, something that happened during the Obama administration, you're probably not even aware of. And coming off of Christmas, this is something you need to be aware of. Do you know if you get a fresh Christmas tree, you paid a 15% tax on it? Yeah. 15% tax on a fresh tree. Christmas trees. This is from fee.org. One of the most distinguishable and beloved parts of the holidays. In fact, the Obama administration loved Christmas trees so much they set up a Christmas tree tax. Yep. Freshly cut trees. The tax went to a promotional campaign that was intended to boost the Christmas tree industry. But let me tell you, it always gets better because the government never stops with a single tax. In order to legally sell Christmas trees, you have to acquire a slew of permits and approvals, right? D.C. required 5 different permits to get a Christmas tree. 5 permits. Slow death. Death by 1,000 cuts. The Christmas tree industry was fine. Now, think about how this all started. Some guy went out and said, oh, it's Christmas. Went out into the forest, found a little deciduous tree, whatever, I think they're, you know, pine tree. Cut it down, brought it back to the house. And the wife set it up in a little thing, and that's how it got started. And government under Obama went, we can tax that. We can tax that. Unbelievable. Wow. Anyway, it goes on to say that, a building permit is required, an electrical permit, a certificate of occupancy, letter from the owner of the existing business, and fire prevention approval. Each of these bureaucratic hoops costs money and takes time, making it much more difficult for a favorite mom-and-pop vendors to get their small Christmas tree businesses off the ground. Are these regulations really necessary? What do you think? Apparently, with regulated Christmas trees comes regulated Christmas lights. The Consumer Product Safety Commission implemented rules in almost every festive light. The regulations cover everything from Christmas tree lights to various light sculptures and animated lawn figures. I just want you to understand where your dollars go. These regulations are meant to reduce the number of injuries and deaths caused by malfunctioning Christmas lights. Noble cause. CPSC is the name of this organization. Reported that more than 250 people had died from decorative light malfunction since 1980. The agency also noted that the number of deaths caused by Christmas lights has been on a steady decline and is at an all-time low. Less people were dying from such causes even before the government regulations were put into place. So it begs the question, why all the extra regulations? And I'll give you the answer. It's very simple. Leftists leave no area untaxed. They look at everything. Somebody looked at the Christmas tree and went, you know what? We could tack on a Christmas tree tax. We could put in layers of bureaucracy that are wholly unnecessary. The likelihood of somebody dying from Christmas lights is the likelihood of being strangled by a Yeti in the Sahara Desert, okay? But that doesn't matter to the left. Somebody looked at a Christmas tree industry and went, you know what? If we took every one of these Christmas trees, average sales price of $50, tacked on a 15% surcharge, made $7.50, what money could we bring into the treasury? And nobody would be the wiser. Because here's what you do when you go to buy a Christmas tree. You get in your car, you take the kids, you go, we're going to go buy a Christmas tree this weekend. And you go, okay, Dad, great. And you don't go, well, it was $39.99 last year. All you do is you go, do I want a 4-foot, a 5-foot, a 6-foot, a 7-foot, or a 10-foot? How big's my house? And the kids pick it, and you know what you do? You pay for it. And you don't think about, wow, it's $30 more than it was last year. And the Democrats know this.
Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors have filed hate crime charges against a 38-year-old man suspected of stabbing five people with a machete at a Hanukkah celebration in a New York City suburb Saturday night. The family of Grafton Thomas has denounced the crime and says he has mental health problems and no ties to any hate groups. New York Democratic Congressman Adrian Espiat reminds us,
they will come after those of the Jewish faith tonight, and if we don't act, tomorrow they will come out
after Christians.
That's right.
And if we don't act, they will go after Muslims.
As 2019 comes to a close, police have increased security measures to ensure everyone in New York City will have a safe and enjoyable New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. NYPD says they've not received any specific threats, but if you see something out of the ordinary, to say something. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We are days away from another new year, and I celebrate all of you and your sacrifices. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Most people will never know what you've endured. Even with my platform, I can't express to you everything that's happened to me and my family over the past year, my friends. I rejoice in knowing that I have a great family. I have great friends and many people who care about my well-being. And the level of things that people have gone through in my life, it's amazing sometimes you keep sanity. Because the more friends you have, the more things you hear about. Pancreatic cancer. You know what? This year, I can tell you I had four friends survive pancreatic cancer, including one of my radio people I'm very close to Barb. She's an amazing lady, and I'm so happy that she fought it. And there are many others. One of my best buddies, his wife, survived pancreatic cancer. Now, that used to be the kiss of death. Anyway, we do what we do because we care. So happy new year to you, not for the new year that awaits, happy new year for what we've been through. I told you I should say it to you every day in 2019, a year we should celebrate daily, another year of winning, another year of you bucking the odds, bucking the trend, proving to people that you knew what you were doing. And let me tell you, the left hates you for it. Yeah, let me give you something to think about. Obama polled at 46% at this point during his presidency, and that was grading on a curve, but his actual numbers were closer to 38%. Donald Trump is polling ahead of Barack Obama at this point in his presidency. Substantially, 52%. That's your doing. Want me to tell you what else has happened? Let me give you some information. Under George Bush, in 8 years, the average increase in household income for families was $400. Under Obama, printing money, it was $1,000 in 8 years. Under Donald Trump, in less than 3 years, $5,000 per family. Now, there are people, oh, it all went to the rich. Let me tell you something. Rich people, thousands are rounding errors for them. They don't even think in those terms. One of my rich buddies told me, Kevin, get 30 guys together that are interested in education. I want to do a forum with you folks, blah, blah, blah. I'll bring you guys in. The price tag on this thing will easily be $300,000, and he won't blink. $5,000 average household income increase under Trump in 3 years. You want to extrapolate that? That means somewhere between $10,000 to $12,000 is what the average family would get as an increase. That's like having another employee, somebody else in the family working. They say Trump's approval rating dipped among independent voters as Democrats move forward on impeachment. They said that the survey showed 39% of independent voters approve of his job performance, but 56% disapprove. The new approval rating among independents is down from 44% in early November. Trump's job approval rating saw a dip among Republican voters, dropping 3 points to 85%. You believe either of those lies? I certainly don't. Let me tell you something, people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, you live in a world of certainty. A world of certainty. The certainty is this. If you are a Republican or vote Republican or tend to vote Republican, you are overwhelmingly, I'm talking well into the 90s, 95-96% in support of the president. You can't find a true Republican that can't, that they may go, I don't like his other butt. You're going to get the butt. Ask the Democrats who they support. Ask the Democrats, do they still feel the same about Barack Obama? Ask them to report to you honestly. If you can get a Democrat to be honest, most people can't. Ask the average independent. I'm talking about a registered independent. Would you vote for Donald Trump or insert Democrat here? Who would you vote for? They don't even need to know. Leave it blank. Fill in Mickey Mouse, fill in Mickey Mantle. It doesn't matter. Donald Trump's getting the vote. Overwhelmingly, Democrats have lost in every demographic. But they want you to believe Trump is tripping. It's losing steam. Why? Because of impeachment. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is afraid to send impeachment to the House. Here's what the AP wrote. White House tried to make the case Sunday that Speaker Nancy Pelosi has put herself in an untenable position by stalling House-passed articles of impeachment against President Trump in hope of shaping the upcoming Senate trial. You've been hearing a lot about this, haven't you? This isn't any secret. I talked about it. I laid it out and said, look, I'm a logistician. I'm a mathematician who understands the statistics of what people do. I'm going to look at it and tell you the optics and weigh all these different things. And as a person who is pretty much an expert in risk, I would say to you, the Democrats would be crazy to impeach Donald Trump. I said it would be the riskiest thing they could possibly do, and only a clown, a moron, a nincompoop of the highest order would do it. But I didn't rule the Democrats out, because they qualify in all of those categories. And so, when it occurred, I said to you guys, when they started talking about it, we're going to vote on, you know, have these hearings. I said they'll have the hearings, but they'd be stupid to vote on it. And I said, but the biggest question becomes, will they send it to the Senate? I'm not looking for a way out. I've already talked about this on the show. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm happily wrong, because it means that the Democrats are as stupid as I predicted them to be. So where are we? They've done everything. They've railroaded with Schiff's committee, Intelligence Committee. They railroaded the Judiciary Committee. Didn't call any witnesses, called attorneys. Right? Railroaded. Trump didn't have any witnesses. Trump didn't call a witness. They didn't produce a single witness. Right now, you know what you're hearing? They want to modify the articles of impeachment that have already been voted on. I want you to understand the level of depravity that exists with the Democrat Party. They have already voted to impeach Trump, won't send it to the Senate, know that they have no meat in anything, they have not no witnesses. I dare you, I ask you to have a Democrat commit anything, tell you what crime has been committed. I would love to hear it. Nothing's occurred. And now they're looking for new things to add. It's fun to watch. It's so much fun to watch. So, here's what they said. Mark Short, Chief of Staff to VP Mike Pence. She will yield. There's no way she can hold this position. We think her case is going nowhere. They vote to impeach the president, only the third president in history to be charged with high crimes and misdemeanors where they, and the first, honestly, well, I'll say the second who's been accused of high crimes and misdemeanors where there wasn't. Because Andrew Johnson, even though he was a racist scumbag and a Democrat who, after Lincoln was killed, he became president, Andrew Johnson, they wanted to impeach him because he fired a general. And it was well within his prerogative. The president can fire people without cause. And he did. And they impeached him for it, and it was wrong. Even though he's a racist scumbag, I can tell you that he's wrong. I can't stand Andrew Johnson. Can't stand him. Hate he was ever president of this country. But he was. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi wants to be able to set the rules. I talked about this earlier. She wants to be able to set the rules for the House. I'm sorry, for the Senate. Now, McConnell didn't bother her at all when she was doing her monkey business over there with the Judiciary Committee and the Intelligence Committee and essentially not affording the President of the United States due process. And now she's saying, I'm not sending these over unless these rules are followed. They got no such rules. Let me ask you, how do you think it's going to play? How do you think it's going to play? Think she's going to get away with it? Short went on to get a little bit sarcastic. If her case is so airtight, why does she need more witnesses to make her case? She said, for them to even talk about witnesses, honestly, I find this hysterical. She said, if we do not act now, we will be in derelict of our duty. And then did nothing. Here's what the president had to say. Oh, wait, we don't have time. Can't play that clip. It's over a minute, right? All right, we'll come back in with it. Man, talk about a cluster fudge. That's what the Democrats created for themselves. I love this little saga. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I believe I'm standing on the debate stage and saying, I'll govern like any other president you've seen in the past. And I think that's at the heart of why his polls remain very strong.
Despite it all, Siraj, the economy is strong. Unemployment at its lowest, it's been, five decades. The markets are at the highest it's ever been. At the last debate, though, the Democratic candidates were trying to downplay this and almost deny that the economy is doing well. Is this the message that the Democrats should be sending?
Right now, Democrats aren't really winning on the economy message because they're trying to make the case that the numbers don't matter, that they're quote-unquote fake news. And you have Andrew Yang, for example, who's saying that the economy isn't working for most Americans. This, you can't really take him seriously because he's running on a message of giving out money to Americans really as a campaign ploy to buy votes. And this is one of the things that's not realistic policy because you end, I mean, where's that money coming from? That's, you're going to end up raising taxes as a result, which stifles the economy, slows it down, leads us into recession. And while, you know, President Trump may not govern the way that most Americans are used to,
right,
he's getting results. And the thing is, the economy is doing better than it's ever done, ever been in 5 decades. And it, you could chalk it up to the fact that he's a Republican, or you could chalk it up to the fact that he's actually undoing a lot of the burdensome regulation that was implemented by the previous president.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was not Fox News. That was CNN. That's how bad it's gotten for the left. They actually were forced to talk about Trump's economy. Despite it all, she says, the economy is strong. Then a guy comes in the last debate, Democrats tried to deny that the economy is doing well. That's like denying that there's a sun in the sky and a moon at night and that, you know, I mean, that there's an ocean, there's wind. It's so funny to watch these clowns try to deny the obvious. And I want you to understand that as a pattern. See, this is one of these teachable moments. Democrats deny the obvious. Do I need to tell you about impeachment? Democrats deny the obvious. It has backfired. Put yourself in the mindset of somebody who tells you Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Then they put everything against him. They stacked the deck. They got partisan hacks, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all trying to get the guy. And you know what it comes out in the end? No, there was no collusion. Therefore, there can be no obstruction where there is no collusion. It just means he was fighting for himself. You know what the average person wants? A fighter. Somebody who's willing to stand up for themselves or himself. So in this case, Donald Trump wins. So then they go, oh, what about this Russian thing? This Ukrainian thing where Joe Biden obviously tries to get the Ukrainians to do something for his crackhead son. We've talked about him already. But an obvious ploy by Biden to get the heat off of his kid. And they go, no, that was Trump. No, it's obvious that it's Trump who's trying to do something with Zelensky. And Trump says, well, here's the transcript. Here's all the information. The Ukrainians go, nope, no, there was no coercion. And they still go, oh, no. Don't think about the obvious. Don't look at the actual evidence. Right? The obvious. Oh, Donald Trump is an obvious racist. Yeah, it's real funny how he passes the first chance, first step, Second Chance Act, posthumously pardons Jack Johnson, a black man who was the first heavyweight boxer, for those of you who don't know, who was accused of raping a white woman who he was married to because he took her over a state line, this archaic, crazy, leftist democratic rule at the time. And a black man couldn't date a white woman, marry a white woman, and carry across the state line, all this other nonsense. Rules against humanity. And Barack Obama doesn't have the guts to pardon Jack Johnson. Why? Because Jack Johnson was supposedly, he hit a woman. He abused a woman. I can't touch that. I can't make the bigger point because I might offend the Me Too movement. And you know what Donald Trump said? I don't give a crap about the Me Too movement. This is bigger than that. This is about a man who lived as a man, and he was imprisoned over nonsense about his color. You know what? Maybe he was angry. I'm not rationalizing him hitting his wife or any other person for that matter, except guys in the ring. But I'm saying the bigger point was, I'm going to take that stain in America's history, and I'm going to pardon the man. Because that's not who we are, as Barack Obama would say. And Barack Obama didn't have the guts to do it. Barack Obama promised all this stuff for black folks. And you know who delivered? Your president, Donald Trump. Your two-term president, who's going to have the House and the Senate when it's all said and done. And let me tell you, all these knucklehead moderate Democrats who voted in their districts that they were going to support the president, who voted for impeachment, are going to be history. You've already seen. I'm just giving you signs, folks. You don't have to pay attention. It's up to you. You want to go to a psychic? Pay your money. Go. Go, 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 go. Take your crystal ball. Take whatever. Let them tell you what you need to hear. But I'm giving you the scoop. Donald Trump is got the Democrats on full tilt. You can't tilt them anymore. And you know what it's going to take to blow them over? That. For them to fully go over, that's all it's going to take. A little puff of air. So we've got all these things about impeachment, right? Economy's strong. Economy's so strong. And the Democrats want you to believe it's not. The economy can't, isn't that strong. Forget what your portfolio says. Forget that you have that new job making 23% more than you did before. That you're happier. That you moved into a little bigger house. That you're taking vacations. That little Johnny and Susie can go to their various camps. Forget all that. We've got to impeach. And Pelosi said, if we don't do it now, if we don't act now, it will be a dereliction of duty. But I dare you to do this. Go back and review Pelosi's stance on impeachment, how she says, we don't need to be impeaching the president to where we are now.
If the Senate doesn't change its rules, I'm not going to send these articles of impeachment.
You want to know what's interesting about Pelosi's stand on impeachment?
It hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed. She still doesn't want to impeach the president. She understands what's happening here politically. She can't convince her radicals inside of her party. I'll ask you a question this way, audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Who do you think is more together as a party? Do you think the AOC squad are together? Do you think the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders socialist part of the party is the one running it? Do you think the moderate Democrats that are walking that fine line, these blue dog Democrats, are in control? Or do you think Nancy Pelosi, who wants to consider herself a moderate Democrat, who's far left of center, but isn't even as far left as some of the people in her party, who's farther? Who's more divided? Do you think these radical right-wing Christians are running the Republican Party? Do you think these soft-shoed Murkowski Republicans are running the party? Or do you think your president, Donald Trump, is running the party? Who's running the Republican Party and who's running the Democrat Party? I'll ask you that question right now, to your face. See, because I have the answer. Donald Trump is running the Republican Party. I saw an article, a title, I didn't read it, and it said, Donald Trump defies his own people who unanimously voted against him declaring the Mexican cartels as terrorists. And they said, Trump went his own way with Mexico. Now, I don't know whether he's already done that. It was a passing article. I'm going to have to do some research on it. And you can do it as well. But here's what I loved about the title. Trump defied all of his so-called advisors. What got Donald Trump elected? You want to know what it was? Donald Trump disregarding his so-called advisors. He says, give me what you think we need to do. And they give it to him and he go, I don't like that strategy. I'm going to go my own way. Hey, Donald, you might reduce the tweeting a little bit. Really? You think I should reduce the tweeting? Okay, great. I'll amp up the tweeting. What Donald Trump did was he figured out politics. He says, I got all these snakes in here that are going to try to tell me what to do. I know what's made me successful. And you know what I'm going to go with? With what's made me successful. And win or lose, they're going to know who Donald Trump is. Do you know who Donald Trump is? You think you know him? Because I think I know him. Do you think you know who Barack Obama is? Do you think there's anybody in the Democrat Party that really knows who Barack Obama is? Because I don't think they know. Yeah. Donald Trump got the best endorsement for re-election, and ironically, the Democrats delivered it. Doing his job caused them to lose their minds, because Democrats are used to failures. Failures like Barack Obama. Get in there, do what we tell you, toe the political line, and let the public suffer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.